The popular literature would have us believe that the Vikings were uncouth, dirty, hairy folk that wore strange hats with horns and should not be crossed at any time. Not so, says a group of academics who are claiming now that the Vikings are the most misunderstood folk of all time. Dr. Elizabeth Rowe is a lecturer in Scandinavian history of the Viking Age, and she's at Cambridge University, and she's kindly taken our call reasonably late in the evening in the UK. Dr. Rowe, good evening to you.
And good evening to you. I don't even know what time of day it is in Australia.
It's far too ridiculous for me to even mention it to you, Dr. Rowe. You'd be quite amazed that people are even awake at this time of the day. No, it's actually very early in the morning. A lot of folk out and about. Lovely to talk to you. The Vikings, why have they been so misunderstood? Where has this idea come from? I mean, even the fact that they're often portrayed wearing those hats with horns is wrong, isn't it?
Yes, it is true. I should begin by saying that the Vikings did indeed pillage and loot, but that is not the whole story. And so we might say, where did the wrong parts of the story come from?
So I think what we're trying to say, Dr. Rowe, is they did pillage and loot, but they did so whilst taking pride in their appearance.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
And for that, we have to turn to the fact that they were a pagan, tribal, Germanic society. And for them, not only did a specific, careful appearance mark them as being Vikings and not part of any other group they were visiting, but also it was a way of visually demonstrating their success. It was not a sin to be vain. It was a way of influencing people and being a leader of men. You had to look like a leader in order to successfully be a leader in Viking times.
Yet we don't hear of this side. I've not ever heard of this being put forward. As you said, all we've ever heard of them is they're pillaging and plundering and they're raping and basically that they were a very, very untoward mob.
Well, it is not wrong to say that they were, but you have to remember that the people who wrote down the descriptions of the raids were either first-hand or second-hand observers, and they may not have had time to notice really what the Vikings were wearing, and the descriptions that are more accurate of the Vikings are from those people who met them as traders, not raiders.
Okay. One of the reasons why yourself and others are quite keen now to correct the record is that there's a feeling, is there not, that the Vikings' impact on Britain, their social and cultural impact, is perhaps not being appreciated.
That's fair to say. I mean, all societies from that time and place were violent. You know, the Irish raided one another. It wasn't entirely up to the Vikings to do it. The Anglo-Saxons, the Carolingians, were quite a violent society and generally considered more advanced than the Vikings. But there is much, much more to Viking culture besides the raiding that they do definitely do.
So what should young people be taught about Viking history then?
Well, I think that in addition to their raids, children should be taught about the voyages of exploration. The Vikings were the first Europeans to get to North America, for example. They peacefully colonized Iceland and Greenland. But also, they had an amazing mythology and set of stories and myths and legends that I think children would find very interesting because the Viking mythology is largely, for example, where Tolkien got his ideas about elves and dragons and dwarves and so forth. So to go back to the original, I think children would be just fascinated by these authentic legends that are really part of their own history.
Yeah. What's been the biggest impact on British culture, do you think, of the Vikings?
Well, do I have to choose just one?
You can choose a couple.
Okay, well, I think one of the biggest impacts was that the Viking raids made the Anglo-Saxon kings be more organized, that one of the innovations of Anglo-Saxon government was to come up with a system of fortified towns in order to defend against the Viking raids in a systematic way, and that has definitely profoundly influenced where the centers are today and what England was like when the Normans came. So that's one important impact.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I would say is the Viking Settlement in England actually left its mark on the English language. Many common words in English actually go back to Old Norse. May I tell you
For example,
our word sky comes from the Viking word for cloud. And you have to realize that in Scandinavia, the sky is usually cloudy. And so when the Anglo-Saxons and the Vikings were talking to one another, and the Anglo-Saxons pointed up into the air and said, "What's that?" the Vikings look up and said, "Oh, those are clouds." And the Anglo-Saxon person thought they were saying sky. So that's a common word from Old Norse. And then also pairs of words with SK and SH. The SH words like shirt come from Anglo-Saxon, and the SK equivalents, skirt, come from Old Norse. So the Vikings actually left their mark definitely on the English language.
Well, I hope you can turn things around, Dr. Rowe, because it's terrible when people are misunderstood, and I don't know how the Vikings and their descendants have been putting up with it for so long that they're copping all this bad press. As you say, rightly so in some regards, rightly so, because they were scallywags, there's no doubt about that. However, they should also be recognised for the wonderful things that they've done and provided to our society. Lovely to talk to you, Dr. Rowe. Thank you so much for taking our call.
You're very, very welcome.
And good luck with the campaign.
Thank you. We'll do what we can.
Good. Thank you.